Padraig De Largy, huge flooding issues in the Derry area recently over the past few days, especially along the Foyle Road. So what issues have occurred and what have been the main problems facing people living there?
Well, Daniel, this is an intolerable situation for residents. It's one that has been going on for years, for decades. Since taking up the role of MLA in September, I've worked very closely with my colleague, Councillor Patricia Logue, and also our Donegal colleagues to try and alleviate some of the burden that's been placed on residents. There's constant flooding with any heavy rain along that stretch. It's reducing the value of properties. It's putting residents under immense pressure. But that's also an arterial route for commuters coming between Derry and Donegal. Now, over the past number of months, we have had road service. We've had NI water out on numerous occasions. And we've been told by them that, you know, it's very difficult to find a solution. It's very difficult to do anything. We're calling for a solution now. You know, this is a situation which residents cannot put up with. It's something which is totally unacceptable in any area. So we want to see this alleviated, because the role of those road service and NI water is to find a solution. So we expect them to do so.
And what has the extent of the flooding been like? How much disruption is there, not only for those in the houses that are being flooded, but also perhaps as it is along the road? Is there a flooding issue for people commuting from Derry to Donegal on that road where water is perhaps across the road? And what is the extent of the problem?
Yes, well, we actually, this week was bad, but there were a lot of other incidents in which it was worse. You know, there are times when that road is impassable. We've seen that quite a number of times over recent months. That's a situation which, you know, the frequency of it and the scale of it is just unbearable for residents and for commuters. You know, I've had, in the past number of days, I've had between 15 and 20 commuters and residents contact me about the scale of it. They've seen photos, videos, and I've been down to the site with Councillor Patricia Logue as well. You know, something needs put in place now. We're sick, sore and tired of hearing from road service that there's nothing that can be done. There are solutions. There have to be solutions out there, and we need them to find them and to put those in place to help the residents in the area and commuters.
And this is reminiscent of a situation that was in Strabane. There's constant flooding within Pierce Gardens, and local representatives there had called several times, and it brought the then Minister for Infrastructure, Nicola Mallon, out to view the gardens and to get some of the flood remediation works planned and set out. So without having an assembly now, kind of 6 months on from that, does that make it a lot more difficult for issues like this to be solved, in that the governmental measures to deploy extra funds for flood relief and so on simply can't be applied by the assembly in the north?
It definitely causes problems. One of the things one of the problematic areas is I'm on the infrastructure committee. I've raised this issue multiple times, but the committees can't sit at the minute because there's no speaker and no assembly up and running. So it means that those problems, while I can continue to write, there's very little action that can be done. Now, I had written and asked Nicola Mallon about this many times, but we failed to see any executive priority ministerial priority given to this issue. Hopefully going forward that will change, but we need the agencies to be out engaging with residents, listening to people on the ground and seeing what they can do in their role to alleviate this problem.